So you said, we finished at the end of Chav Zayin. I think that's what we're holding. We finished about people being able to get to the Geula via discovering the truth on their own and being Kovich Ra and so on. Valoitiri, the final paragraph of Chav Zayin. Adam Arishna Atzer Kach Karolai. Vavini Hetiv Einazer. Understand Adam Arishan's himself is in a mini chasm what would happen after it's a microcosm what happened after it's Kim Loye Barakash Brocha Oilam Ella Latsad Atoy Beloitzad Araklau. If the world would have only Tov and not Ra, because we don't have a great Ra, Ozloy Hoysa Machshava Mitzayar Sara Klal Shetuchal Hovna Yichad Bashemis Gidroy, Kushran Leo. If there wouldn't be at least a potential for bad, Tov would not be meaningful. Tov is meaningful because you can describe it in terms of Ra. You can define it. It's just like if there'd be no darkness in the world, light wouldn't exist, wouldn't be meaningful. In the same way, gravity is only meaningful once we start discovering places that gravity doesn't exist. When you see people floating in a spaceship, you say, oh, gravity keeps us down. Before that, that's the way it is. You don't think of it otherwise. Once Ra was created, so we can imagine, understand it, and through that we can understand Yichud. Adam Rishon kvar hoya roya hara. Adam Rishon saw Ra. V'hainu kaloi hu hoya eitz hadas atov v'ra shekosh baruch hu asola. V'af al pikein hoya einoi mata oisoi lashes tayv ledayim v'toiv v'machnef lahaskil. Kidiv ha'kosev atari isha. So, Adam Rishon knew the truth and yet immediately thought that maybe there's something else also. Like, he looked at it and he said, hey, there's another way to get smart and good and enjoy life, and this is it. So there was the potential for believing the Nachash. We had in us the ability to dehair the Nachash as being an alternative.
You know, this is called a machet.
Yes. Let me explain. Let's give an analogy a little bit. Once upon a time, Avodah Zarah was a credible alternative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, people understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the La'afuke of Avodah Zarah. That was once. Today, if somebody will try to bolster Emunah by denying Avodah Zarah, it doesn't really do anything for us because Avodah Zarah doesn't exist for us. We don't see Avodah Zarah. It's meaningless to us. So what it is for us today is Kfira. So when a person has the alternative of a natural order, and maybe things came of themselves, are themselves, and so on and so forth, that presents the credible alternative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, and at the end of the day, that's the answer. Well, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be good and to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why didn't just make Nisim Ganis that? That doesn't mean we would understand. Understanding really HaKadosh Baruch Hu means when you deher from a background of darkness, the light. That's the only way where it's just like on a picture. The sharpness of the resolution, of the contrast, gives you the depth of understanding. Our mind works when we deher something in contrast to something else. A lot of times somebody will say something, and in order to clarify it, we're going to ask him, as opposed to what? Like, I'm not getting you because I agree with the statement, but I don't get the statement unless I understand la'afuke what, as opposed to what. That's really something that is very, very important in terms of hearing something.
That will hold true in the Moshe Mashiach, right? There'll be a whole different...
It will be there, and he says in places, because we had it today. because we can...
We have the contrast from behind that.
So the sense of darkness we have is today. It's just like a person who became a Baal Tshuva has a plus in his emunah even later on, because he can contrast it with a lack of emunah, where somebody... So having once had... a havamin of ra, or a possibility of ra, gives you emunah. It gives you the possibility for emunah.
If the Torah is an eternal document, I hope it is.
Yes.
Why is it that the Torah refers so heavily to Avodah Zarah when the deos that underlie Avodah Zarah are much more historically consistent than Avodah Zarah itself? In other words, the Torah only speaks to reality that was going to be around for another 1,500 years.
The Torah never uses philosophical terms in general. Torah is given in a way that is tangible. For the same reason you can't make a metaphor of Torah, you can't say that the Lois HaYadecha means to keep it close to your heart. You know, it means physical tefillin. Basar v'chalav doesn't mean, things that came about through violence and things that came about through goodness. It means basar and chalav. In the Maariv HaNevuah, it's seen as metaphor. Torah is nis v'amsut kipshutoi. So too, somebody will say that unleavened bread means bread, money that you didn't earn through being a Baal Gaiva. That person would be galah part of Torah Shagalah, because we need sin. Torah is written using the concrete words and terms that the Torah feels recognize it most strongly that would see us. I want to tell you something. People will fall back to concrete things like that. People keep a rabbit's foot for good luck. People have things that they always they want to touch, they want to this. At the end of the day, it still is a good representative for anti-emunah.
Don't we have things like Anokha Hashem Elokecha? I mean, Anokha Hashem Elokecha, isn't that a philosophical reality?
Yes, but after that it begins to get very... We speak about Kaddish Baruch Hu being Oyhev, Yad Chazaka, all of that. The language of Torah is a concrete language. Physical concrete language, not only in the usage of the words, but that's the way it is. The Yad Hashem, Torah doesn't use philosophical language, it uses a word. And it's famous. The reason is because since we believe that it's a continuum from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world, the physical objects actually represent the final version of that. Let's give an example for that. Imagine if I take a Geiger counter and I walk into an area that's very radioactive, and I hear the ting 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 of the Geiger counter. So let's take two examples. Let's say I want to keep people out of an area that is radioactive. So I put up a big picture of somebody dying of radiation. And that's one. The second one is I walk in with a Geiger counter and I hear the tick, 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 tick. There's a difference in the two. The picture of the guy who's dying of radiation is a metaphor for what's going on there. It's not a direct hemshech. The Geiger counter is the molecules are excited by the radiation, and they're banging in a certain environment is sound. So it's sort of a direct cause. It's the physical one of the physical expressions of that radiation. So there are certain things that are just representations, a metaphor. I'm showing you a picture of somebody dying. That I made the picture, I put it there, but it's to give you some sort of sense of how bad it is. On the other hand, the sound of the clicking, it's not the radiation, but it's the physical manifestation of radiation. It's the radiation energy translating itself into sound.
So the Avodah Zarah is the the most concrete.
Exactly. It's the expression of people's seeing the world in its own, seeing the source of the world in the world itself. On the one hand, I feel things are moving me. I think things are. And on the other hand, it's hard for me to strip away my physicality. So I limit it to this world. So it might be this piece of wood. It might be the laws of physics. But at the end of the day, I'm dealing with what's in front of me. Okay. Omnam. Adam Rishon b'emes chacham gadol haya. Adam Rishon was very smart. V'hoyle lachka b'chachmasa zekaroyim. He should have thought about it. He also should have understood that the things that are not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said as emes are a mirage. So person understood the ground and say, hey, I see something in the world that doesn't match up to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. I guess this is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant, that there's Ra in the world, and it's my job to declare that this is not correct. So he says, So the person would have, if Adam Rishon would have done right, he would have strengthened Zemuna, and then he would have realized that the mirage that he sees is just a mirage, and so on. Vehine, hayadai sheshazik b'muna zu shalavas pi Hashem. V'zeh shavas kesh lechom yagidu. She'ozai kesh baruch hu oisei me'echad ma'sho oisei ata b'shis hal v'shnin. Let's talk about another point here that's really, really in his words, and that's very, very important. Again, it's addressing the question of why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu show us the miracles? Why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu this? Why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu that? And so on and so forth. That whole litany. And why do we see things? Yes, we have answers for the proofs of science, but why don't you, but why did Kutbacher make it so difficult, and so on? Well, we're talking about a person doing it himself. A person, being the one who earns his schar because he's the one who did it. He is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is emes, then our ability of ascertaining truth is really, really the strongest midah we have. The midah of distinguishing between what looks like truth and is truth is really what Das Adam is all about. So if this world would have HaKadosh Baruch Hu evident in a way that even an idiot could see, someone with an IQ of 10 would notice it, like the sun, like the moon, then basically we would not have been omid on the emes through our own. We would have simply been echoing what we see. We're not the ones who establish emes. The way things are today, we're the ones that establish emes. Koyach ha'adam and das ha'adam says it looks like avodah zarah, it sounds like avodah zarah, but it's not. Use your mind. Think twice. I want to compare it to something in science itself. Everybody notices things. Everybody sees things and makes connections. That's derech olam. Science very, very much stresses that they have learned to discard anecdotal evidence, casual causality. I have to notice that the people who wear blue clothing are carrying guns. So I guess, you know, people look at, no, the blue has nothing to do with the guns. The policemen have to wear blue and they have to wear guns, but there's no, the correlation has nothing to do with one cause the other. All of that, science prides itself on being able to be mafchin between emes hameduma to emes. And that's how we feel. Well, the same is true much further. We look at science and we say, yes, but the picture that they want to paint with all these pieces is an illusion. It's a few pieces put together in a way that presents us, and I tell you it's this picture, but it's not. So Adam's das, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, the opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, is to be the purveyor of emes, because we're mafchin between emes and sheker. The first bracha we make on das is where we put Avdolah in. So Shabbos is like Sunday, but it's not like Sunday. This is Kodesh and this is Chol. They look the same, they smell the same. If I put you in a desert, unless you was a big, big rebbe, you couldn't tell the difference between Shabbos and Sunday. You know which day is what. What would your avoda be? The avoda is, we are in a place where we can either go with what we know to be emes, or follow the illusion, and we bring our midas emes to the forefront by seeing the truth with clarity.
But nowadays, talking about on the one side of the one extreme would be a 10-year-old to be bakir, but it seems like nowadays we're on the almost the other extreme. It's not 50-50. It's not like half people bakir emes. It's like the overwhelming majority of people. Even people believe in God in some abstract way, in terms of believing God has a relationship with the world. And people, it's such a small percentage. So,
there's always the small percentage of people, it doesn't bother me. It's just explaining to us, to the small percentage of people, what is that all about?
I say, why would a Kodesh Baruch Hu create it in such a way that it's so unbalanced?
You know what? It means because. The harder you make it, the more difficult, the more valuable it is. It just, you need the measure that the world should be mitooken by the fact that Klal Yisrael will find it, follow it, and then become a mashal for Masolo. That's part of the. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants out of us.
Yeah, we have a matzah where 90% of Klal Yisrael have a Klal book of them.
You have the same thing in Bais Rishon, where people have a Zera.
Okay.
That's a second question in history. How has it worked? Has this worked or not? In my mind, the revelation, it's just like, look at yourself. When a person has a tough decision to make, the way we feel, a tough decision in the sense where I really, it's much more geschmack to do this, it's much time to do this, it's much more lucrative to do this or that, but I know I ought to do the other thing. So the more pull there is in different directions, the pull usually comes in many directions, and the push for emes is usually like a nekuda. But this is right. I know people are going to laugh at me. I know it's going to hurt my business. I know that it's going to, I'm going to feel stressed out by it, so on and so forth. But it's emes. There's always emes is a nekuda that's very, very small. It's, you know, I got the in this world. The heckiness of the world goes away from emes, but once we hit emes, it means the entire world will be focused on that emes. It's just like it takes one Adam Gadol to change a tzibur, because the power of that Adam Gadol's emes is mashpia. That's Klal Yisrael is the one amongst the nations. And that's what it is. I hear somebody a few times. Different people. Unfortunately, today, one of the big nesionos of the door is is the Emunah. And there are many, 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 many people who grew up from, anomaly from, and they basically somehow not keeping any mitzvahs whatsoever and playing the game. It's incredible.
Orthoprax.
Huh?
Orthoprax.
No, orthoprax. Some people are comfortable with the orthopraxy. Some people are living a double life. So many people, it's high. But there are many people, and I asked somebody once, somebody told me, two people told me this, in some very different circumstances. You know, I work with hundreds and hundreds of people that are very, very, that are very, very smart, intelligent, and nobody believes. How could this be the truth? Who am I fooling? I'm one guy. I work in a biogenetic firm with 700 people, brilliant people, and not one is a minor. How do I know? Who am I fooling? I asked them, look around. Has anyone found anything else? Do you have a Christian there? Do you have an atheist that says, I have it, I have purpose in my life, this is that? Or do they only have anti and nothing pro? Has anyone found Emmis? Yes, they said no. And he knows that. And that's why he said, I'm going to leave it. What?
There's not strong atheists there?
They're very strong, but there's no... Atheism is what you don't believe. Atheism. But to ask somebody, so what is the good and what is the purpose and what's the purpose of life? And do you have a family? Do you have a legacy? What should be the good that a person pursues? And there's not even Havamina.
No, so I said, why should there be Havamina?
Nobody really thinks. So what's the problem? If I killed somebody. What did I do? Nobody believes it, but everybody feels there is good. Everybody, people have it in them, and as I said, so nobody else. It's not you're against 700 people. You're against nobody in a sense. It's not as if there's a conflicting. It's not as if you have a Protestant against a Catholic, so each one knows clearly what's right, and each one knows clearly the other one is going to have eternal damnation, and things like that. So now I have to say, you know, Roiv and Miat, there is nothing like that. So if you take a look around, I asked somebody, all the philosophers agreed, is that? I said, but philosophers don't agree on anything. I said, if there's Emes and Tov in the world, if there's Tov in the world, so all these brilliant philosophers that are arguing with me, but no two of them agree on anything. So the Emes is not there. If the claim for Emes, I mean, Abraham Manel says it, if he says the Koilos of Brokim represent the other, the Mila of Torah over the other nations, one of them is that there are so many different sounds, it's a cacophony of sounds. So in the question of what is the good and what is the right, all Chachma Olam with Chachma, all they do is they came up with as many answers as they are Chachamim. Which tells me there is no answer. The answer that whatever you feel like is good reduces the good with a capital G to the same word as a good tuna fish sandwich. What is a good tuna fish sandwich? Well, whatever you like. Some people like soggy bread. Some people like crisp bread. Some people like with onions. Some people don't like with onions. You know, I mean, that's some people don't like fish sandwiches, but how? We probably is a right one. What? So what do they live on? As he's a man of the world, he'll have a discussion with him later and explain that.
We'll introduce you to some fine alternatives.
That is it. There's 500 people who don't agree on the proctum of what they actually believe. But they all believe the common denominator is that it's not X.
So that's not a belief. In other words, not X is not. So. If you're postulating that a person's seichel can come up with the toiv, and that's the final guide for toiv, that is disproven, because so many bright million people have never come to a conclusion. The old conclusion is that good is good, but what good is hasn't.
Isn't that part of the historical process that the Dasun is talking about? The fact that there's idea and postulate and
so as they become, listen, once upon a time, and people today can't understand it, communism was a real, real a pull for the good reasons. People looked around in the 1700s, Ayn Les Miserables, and the world was a hell, and the vast majority of people had no hope, no future, no past, nothing, and they said, this is wrong. why it can't be that the world is meant that one half of 1% of the people should have kol tanugas ha'olam, and 99.5% of people should be slave animals from morning till night, 24/7, and that's it. No hope, no future, no past, nothing. And people ready to give their lives for it. And they said, you know, if we have a society where all the smart and wise people get together and they plan it out, can there be anything better than that? You're telling me like this. In America, if the freedom, or in the sense of capitalism, means ish ayosh ben av yaseh. And here, Chachamim, Nevoinim, and Skenim get together. Maybe not Skenim, but Chachamim and Nevoinim get together. And we plan out the common good. Would that, imagine if everybody would build a road where they feel like building it, versus a city planning out a road. Doesn't make a lot more sense? It was a powerful taina. We want to make a government that will work only for the people, plan everything out for everybody's benefit, and everybody will chip in. It was how many thinkers and smart people and good people, wise people chipped in. And then they scratched it and said, oh, I think we made a bit of a mistake. Of course, there are a few hundred million people their lives, literally, but wealth and everything else. And what we succeeded in doing was make a pit of misery. And even at Israel, where the people were decent and the kibbutzim thrived, which is also not clear that they thrived. They thrived because the government pumped in every last nickel into it. Not quite sure if it would have thrived without government aid, but it thrived, and certainly on a human level, it created a society where people don't want it anymore. People just don't want it, period. It's gone. It's finished. Over. You know, the answer is, so now we say, you know, maybe we don't have the wisdom of a knowledge. It didn't work. All the wise men together couldn't come up with the answer. They could come up with a road building plan. When a government, we have a good government, good city planners, they plan cities that really work well, that are nice. But the greater issues in life, the what is good, what is right, what is yours, what is his, what is fair, what belongs, what doesn't belong, though we don't have answers for that.
But I mean, isn't that part of like Zohar Yom Tov being a shiurist over there? We should look at the problem.
We should. But what happens is every door has its own Yitzhahara. You know, when we were kids, there was this cute little joke that two girls are talking to each other. One says, wow, as soon as I saw him last week, I knew this is the guy. He's so cute, he's so this, our eyes met, our this, that. And in a flash, I knew this is a... So she said, yeah, I heard it from you. No, that was 3 weeks ago. That was somebody else. This is, you know, what happens is, so now we say, we have a different version. Social scientists are going to determine what is appropriate, what's not appropriate, what's good, what's bad. Or there is no good and there's bad. Whatever people feel like doing, as long as they hurt anybody, let them do. There is no good, there is no bad. Those are all, Shita's the theory is that you're right. If we look back in history, you know, we could learn a lot. But the Adam's job is, let's just finish this paragraph at least.
Can I bring that back to Adam? Like, what was the... You know, obviously, the Torah already, which was written far before Bria Sa'olam, discusses Tov, Avov, Choshech, Hamei Tahom, the Arba Galios. Right? So we have the possibility, which he's describing right here, that Adam HaRishon could have withstood that original Messiah, and Mashiach would have come, and he would have been a Rod Den. But at the same time, the true process of that happening is this never-ending.
So you could either look. Listen.
Contrast. So, like, I mean, how is it even possible that this was going to happen with Adam HaRishon? You know, there
two
so
people.
Much, so many contrasts.
Two people go into business. One is extraordinarily shrewd and far thinking, and he sees one or two things going on, and then he's able to understand, okay, if I do this, this, and that. Another person learns by mistake after mistake, and both are possible.
But sometimes, what was actually supposed to happen? I mean, it seems like this really shrewd person was put in the store, but at the same time, you know, the guidebook for the running of the business was one that described every possible mistake that was going to be made for the next thousands of years for Shittah Mishnin. That is, the Torah already had...
The Torah, there's a Chazal that says, Ba'alila tabo leinu. Adam HaRishon came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, it's a setup. You said that you wrote the Torah 2,000 years before the world was created. So let's take a look. It says, Paraduma. Well, without dead people, Paraduma is unemployed. What do you do with a Paraduma if you don't have dead people? So you knew there's going to be Misa. So I was set up. What do you mean you had a choice not to do Misa?
Right. And there's going to be Carl.
That's right? Adam Arisha's Taina in Balila Tabolig. It deserves a whole time in itself. Let's just finish this, because I want to at least know where we're holding next week.
That's why we have Zalman.
but he gets misled by all sorts of things. But Omnam, Adam Arishan Be'emes Chacham Gadol Haya. He should have researched it. He should have realized this is Shekhem Meduma. If he would have stood strong, he would have had that test once, would have felt it, would have lived it. Once a person has gotten the full strength of the muscle out, for instance, let's say I draw a diagram on a board to help explain something. Once you understand it well, I don't need the diagram anymore. The diagram is not MS. The diagram is just there to give you a sense of something. So if I show you corporate structure and I map it out, once it's over with, the diagram doesn't mean anything anymore, and I just wipe it off the board. Had Adam withstood the test, it would have meant he would have used his das to be kaveh emes in a way that would have been equivalent to be oimed on the emes, and there would be no more need for ra. Okay. Good. Hold it.